eyes on you when you speak. Have you ever thought about wanting that? I bet that you maybe secretly do, or maybe not even secretly. Well, that's what I'm talking about today. What does it take to keep all eyes on you when you speak? And more importantly, what is the misinformation out there that has led you astray? I think you're going to like this episode, whether you want to stand on a stage or whether you just want to get to the next level of success in your career. It's a good one, and I don't want you to miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. I love being on this voice journey with you. And I've got a great episode for you today, how to keep all eyes on you when you speak. Now, don't panic. You might think, hold on a minute. I don't want all eyes on me when I speak. But there is definitely some merit to having all eyes on you when you speak. But real quick, before I dive into the content, last round. This is my last round. I'm not going to do Voices of Success, my 8-week online amazing program anymore. It's an amazing program. And so you ask, why aren't you going to do it anymore then? Well, I'm going to shift my programs up a little bit. I'm doing a lot of offline work. I am doing a lot of speaking. And I have something really cool coming up. So if you want a high touch, meaning basically coaching from me in a small group at a low price, do not miss this last round. Filling up right now, we're going to start the week after July 4th week here in the States. So get over to the website, look under the Work With Me tab, captivatetheroom.com, or email me if you want to talk to me about it, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at captivatetheroom.com. It's your last chance. Okay, all eyes on you when you speak. You know, something that I've noticed, and I've talked about this several times lately, is I don't like to say things like this. I don't want to be perceived as thinking I'm a hotshot. But something that I have noticed is that when I speak live, I get invited to speak live more and more and more. I don't sell from the stage. I don't do any of that. And so, it's the power of the ability to use your voice. And so when I talk about all eyes on you, really in a nutshell, what this whole episode is going to boil down to is, what are you doing with your voice? How are you using it? And there's some ways that you probably are using it not in a way that all eyes will be on you. I know you want to be a captivating movement maker, whether you want to stand on stage or whether you want to, have everybody listen to you at the office, right? That is something that I've noticed really successful people can do. They can keep all eyes on them. It's about, how are they using their voice to command a presence, to command authority? We keep our eyes on you when we are captivated with what you are saying. And you know me, that doesn't mean the words you're saying, that's a part of it, but it is how you are saying the words that you're saying. Now, I don't know, like I say, I don't know what your aspirations are. Are you an entrepreneur and it is videos? Is it live speaking? Is it to get a promotion at work? Is it to make an impact when you're sitting at the conference table in a presentation. It doesn't matter whether you want to dominate your niche, whether you want to be the voice of authority, whether you want to get a promotion. It doesn't matter what the end goal is. What matters is how are you using your voice? And is how you are using your voice keeping all eyes on you? Are you taking people on a journey? And the number one reason that I would have to say that people are not keeping all eyes on them is that they are playing one note. And what that one note tends to be is one extreme or the other. I see that all the time in voice work, all the time in communication. It's A or it's Z. There's no in between. So people are playing one note, zero journey. I am checking out. Now, a big mistake that I see people make is bold. Now, let me just throw a little caveat in here. Yeah, a lot of times people, the one note they're playing is the Z note, which is really soft and tentative and really thinking about getting their words just right. And it's not really that interesting for me to keep all eyes on you, especially if you're spitting data at me. That's another thing. Besides just being super quiet, super gentle, super careful, super people pleaser, are you rattling data at me? And I see this everywhere, everywhere I turn. Data, data, data. We got this. This is the information. 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 So, did you want to keep all eyes on me when I was doing that? No, you didn't. You want to go on a journey. All eyes on you when you speak is not about staying on one note that is quiet. It is not about staying on data, data, data. And here's the big one, and this is what I see people doing all the time. Bold, high energy, on fast. Now, you may have heard me say this before. I say it to a lot of people that I work with, a lot of my private clients. I say this because I work with a lot of business people, years and years and years of working with business people, convincing them that the push elements are not getting them what they want. Bold. Louder, faster, louder, faster, higher energy, higher energy, higher energy. And that's not just something that goes down with business people in boardrooms. It's something that goes down with people on stage. It's something that goes down with thought leaders and authority figures, and they're leading you astray. And maybe they're not even leading you. Maybe you're seeing them do something and you think that's what you need to do to get all eyes on you. Well, you know, everybody's watching him. Everybody's watching her. Everybody's following him. Everybody's following her. She keeps getting a promotion. Let me do what she does, or let me do what he does. I am convinced that's what happened in business. Now, not everybody, but a big percentage of people in business lean into loud and fast to be heard. A big percentage of entrepreneurs and authority leaders and go-to people and gurus lean into on and high energy, on and high energy. I think it's very ironic that I do not work with a lot of speakers. And people always, when they find out what I do for a living, that's the first thing they think of. Well, they think of actors, which I don't work with actors anymore either. Sometimes, not much. They think, oh, you work with speakers. No, actually I don't, because speakers seem to think, oh, I'm getting a little sassy pants today. They don't think they need to work on their voice. And this is where this is what psychology of the voice effect that I created, a big part of it is about. It's about the next level. You're great. but what is the next level? Well, if you are leaning into on and leaning into high energy and leaning into this and leaning into that, there is a big percentage of your people that is not connecting with you. There is a big percentage of your people that you are turning off. They can't keep their eyes on you because you're wearing them out. I am so high energy and so intense. Well, I am all the time, to be honest with you, but especially when I talk about my work or I am working. And that is why one of the main reasons that I lean into so much quiet and slow, because I would wear you out with my intensity if I just hammered at you all the time. And yet, a lot of speakers think they need to be on, they need to be on, they need to be on. A lot of business people think they need to be loud, need to be loud, need to be fast. A lot of business people or speakers or authority figures or entrepreneurs, this is a big one for entrepreneurs, they go to on or they go to too quiet. So all of that is you've gotten your information from the wrong source. You've watched people and you're mimicking people and they're staying on one note. And yeah, maybe the eyes are on them, but if you dig a little deeper, if you move beyond surface, you can get to the real story. And that's what I love, is to research and get to the real story. Are they really into that person? Is that person really knocking it out of the park? Is that person really the leader in their field? And oftentimes the answer is no. They may appear to be dominating their niche, but they are, and they may be, but they are leaving so much behind. They are losing people. They are repelling people. They are not hooking people. They are not keeping all eyes on them because they're leaning into the same note for the whole thing. And most of the time, it's the wrong note. So if we're emulating something that is not keeping all eyes on us, then how do we keep all eyes on us, you might say? Well, I can tell you that. These are pillars in the psychology of the voice effect. The psychology of the voice effect is my methodology that I created. And these are some of the pillars, and these are some of the steps that will ensure that you keep all eyes on you. Reveal who you really are. Being on, which is a big mistake I see people make, not so much in business, but in speaking, in entrepreneurial work, in sales, on, and you know, they're on and they're pushing, and reveal who you are. Who are you? Start to have a conversation with me. And when I say reveal who you are, now see, a lot of times that flips people out. In fact, just this week I was working with somebody, flipped them out, and they said, yeah, but I don't want people to know about me. I said, it has nothing to do with people knowing about you. You tell people what you want to tell people, but that's not what I'm talking about. To keep all eyes on you, you have to be so captivating as you reveal who you really are. People know who I am. It's always funny when I start to work with people who heard the show, and I can always tell by the look of on their face, and a lot of times they even say it. Most of the time they say it. They're like, wow, you're just like you are on your show. Well, yeah, because this is who I am. I'm high energy. I'm super intense. I'm a little quirky. I'm very creative. I'm not analytical. Revealing who you are. And you reveal who you are when you talk to us like you're talking to someone you know. When I talk to you, like when I'm recording right now, I actually see my face in the Zoom, but I'm not just sitting here recording an episode. It's as if you're sitting here with me. And I want you to know how I feel about things. And I want to teach you and I want to inspire you. And so you're right here with me. I'm revealing to you who I am. This is who I really am. I'm not trying to get the words just right. I'm not being on. I'm not trying to do anything special. I'm revealing who I really am. And I'm revealing how I really feel. When I'm frustrated about something and I get on this show and I tell you that I'm frustrated about it, in fact, you might think I'm frustrated tonight because I found something out right before I recorded this episode that kind of frustrated me. I always let you know how I feel, the passion that I feel, the frustration that I feel, the sadness that I feel. That is what keeps all eyes on you. Not being on and high energy and bold and loud and bold and loud and on and high energy. No. Oh my gosh. It will take you so far. But to get to that next level, we have to move away from being really timid, being a people pleaser, being on, being loud, reveal who you are. Now, how do you do that? Well, by not doing the other things, getting out from behind the masks of needing to prove, needing to show, needing this, needing that, people pleasing, and just letting me see you. And I've had some amazing people that I've worked with lately that we have very quickly been able to reveal who they really are. We've really been able to crack their masks quite quickly. I'm going to have some of them come on the show because some really incredible case studies, finally revealing who they really are. They were hiding behind things in their voice. And so people, all eyes weren't on them. So we've got to get out from behind the masks and the barriers and just boldly own what you have to say. This is the second piece of it. Whatever you choose to say, whoever you choose to be that you are, reveal it. Now, obviously, use discernment. Don't go cuss out your boss. Don't go on a crazy pants rant on your Facebook Live. But reveal whatever it is that you're going to say, boldly own it. I boldly stand by my work. I'm not going to argue about it. I'm not going to argue about my 28 years of data that tells me, actually, you are just resisting. I'm not going to argue about it because I'm going to boldly own my work. I'm going to boldly own my choices. I'm going to boldly own my values. And so I think we have to get to a place where we no longer, it's not that we don't care anymore. It's that we believe in what we're saying so strongly that we're willing to fight for it. And so when I put words out there, I believe in them. I believe in them. I honor them. And I'm happy to have a discussion with you about it, but I'm not going to argue with, you know, it's like when I work with people, sometimes there'll be this big old thing of resistance that crops up. And it's like, I'm not going to really argue about this methodology with you because I know you're in resistance because I can hear it. So boldly owning, bravely, boldly owning what you have to say and revealing who you are. Good Lord, we can't take our eyes off of you. And that's part of what happens when I do live presentations. That's it. That's exactly it. I unapologetically, boldly own the information I'm putting out, and I reveal to you who I am as I put it out, and I reveal how I feel, which isn't, you know, that's the whole pillar three of psychology of the voice effect. How I feel, you know how I feel by how I use my voice, vocal variety specifically. Most people, and then we go back to this, a lot of people stay on that one note. I'm being loud. I'm going to be loud. I'm going to ramp up. I'm going to show you. I'm going to, hi, how you doing? This is who I am. It's not who you are. It is not who you really are, and it is not how you really feel. Showing us how you really feel as you go through the information that you are revealing and boldly owning it your voice will change. Your vocal variety will change because in life, even if we're talking about data that you have to deliver at the office, you feel something about it, friend. Some things you feel excited about, some things are a drag. I want you to start pondering the possibility that you can start revealing that. Now, again, discernment. You know, don't go into the meeting at the office tomorrow and, oh my gosh, I hate this so much. Okay, don't do that because there's already people that do that and they're annoying. But you've got to feel something. You've got to care about something. You've got to be connected to what you're saying somehow. You know, I'll say it all the time to people. They'll deliver some bit for me and I'll say, did you make that up? Did you create that presentation or did you create that information? Yeah, I did. I wrote all of it. Then why aren't you owning it? How do you feel about it? Well, that's a question I never thought about. I hear that at least 40 times a week, I think. I want you to start thinking about it. How do you feel about it? Well, it's just numbers. Yeah, but you got to feel something about them. Are we in trouble? Are we way ahead of the game? Are you excited? Where are you at on those numbers? And when you can start to look at how you feel about things and revealing how you feel about things, then we're not going to be able to keep our eyes off of you because guess what? We have felt that too. And so now all of a sudden, you're not hiding. You're revealing who you are. You're saying what you need to say and you're unapologetically owning it, boldly owning it. And you're showing me how you feel about it. And when you can do those three things, reveal who you are, reveal how you feel, and boldly own what it is that you're talking about, then you create a journey. Then you create an unpredictability. Then you make me feel something. I think that's why I get invited to speak so many more times when I speak, because I make people feel. I get people inspired. I get them excited. Sure, the stuff that I talk about, nobody ever talks about because I made it up, because I created it. I didn't make it up. I invented it. But it's that journey that gets people so excited. It's not really my topic. I mean, it's interesting and nobody's really presenting on it, but it's that journey. It's that, hey, I've been frustrated. Have you been frustrated? Yeah. Yeah, I have. It's all these feelings of that journey, of that unpredictability. People don't ever know where I'm going next. It's in constant motion. And when I work with people, I say, we've got to get some movement. We've got to get some movement in your voice. And we start creating movement by asking questions like, what do you feel? What do you want me to feel? What is it that you really want to say? If you care about this, if you wrote this, if you created this, I don't care if it's data. Own it. Own it. Take us on a journey. Create that unpredictability. Own what you say. You know, there's those two questions are really valuable, I think. I do that with a lot of people. How do you feel about what you're saying? Or how do you want us to feel? And then you own it like it's fact. When I give people that prompt, own it like it's fact, everything shifts. And all of a sudden, I can't take my eyes off of them because they're owning it like it's a fact. Like, I'm the one left out. When you're talking at me like everybody else does, it doesn't really matter if I feel left out because everybody's doing the same thing. It's when you start making me a part of it, I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to miss a sound. I don't want to miss a move. I don't want to miss anything because I don't know where you're going next. And I am mesmerized with this journey. that you're taking me on. And that's what I want for you. I want you to be a captivating movement maker, whether you're, you know, whether you work in an office, whether you're a C-suite executive, whether you are a college professor, whether you work at the mall, whether you are a student, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a professional speaker, a wannabe professional speaker, it doesn't matter. My goal for you is that you're able to do exactly what I can do, which is every time somebody sees me speak, they invite me to speak. Every time somebody sees me do something, it up-levels the game. And I want your level of success and level of success and level of success to keep going up and up and up and up. And all of that, all of it, I will boldly own this like it's a fact. All of it boils down to what you do with your voice. I'm doing a whole episode coming up here pretty soon about you can spend all the money you want on all the coaches you want. And if you're still not where you want to be, it's time to look at your voice. It is the power position. It is the power tool. It is the vehicle that you can use to keep all eyes on you where people can't stand it. They can't wait for your next whatever it is, your next conversation, your next presentation, your next video. It doesn't matter. That's how you build a following. That's how you dominate a niche. That's how you get the job. That's how you get the promotion. That's how you get whatever you want. It's through the power of your voice. All right. So I'm going to wrap it up there. I got a little bit on a tangent. I get a little bit excited about this stuff. And I want you to be excited about it too, because it's a game changer. I hope you will join me for Voices of Success. If you're really serious about getting to the next level in your success, whether it's as a speaker, a employee, leader, I want you there. So reach out. But otherwise, I'm going to wrap it up. And until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab The Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.